This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her first foreign trip as a vice president, is looking to deepen diplomatic ties with Guatemala and Mexico, two Latin American nations key to the Biden administration's effort to stem the spike in migration at the U.S. border. Harris, who departed Washington Sunday after delay caused by a technical issue on Air Force Two, is seeking to secure commitment for greater cooperation on border security and economic investment. But corruption in the region, a far more intractable challenge, will complicate her efforts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies Summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson's expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. The 3 days of talks will focus on the global recovery from the pandemic. Britain's government pledged in February to give most of the country's surplus vaccine supply to COVAX, the United Nations-backed program aiming to supply poorer countries with jabs, but the UK has not yet put a figure on how many doses it will donate. Pope Francis expressed pain over the discovery in Canada, the remains of 215 residential school students, and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development, but he did not offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster the healing. 2 days early, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican hadn't offered an apology.